JP, Corey, Husker Nick.
What are you broadcasting on?
Broadcasting live.
Trying to break into broadcasting.
Very committed to broadcasting excellence.
Maybe I could be like an announcer.
You know, they tend to give those jobs to people that are in broadcasting.
What happens now?
The Homer Broadcasting System is on the air!
And good morning, JP Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Thursday, May 2nd. A rainy start to your day.
Yes, once again.
And it's going to be like that all day, right, Coriel? Or is it tapering off at some point in time? Hold on, let me talk.
Come on, Coriel, you got to have that be ready.
No, it's ending. It's ending. Never mind. It's going to end. Sunny skies later today, 68.
Nice.
Oh, not too shabby. So
not too bad after this overnight rain. And then
it was dumping rain last night.
Yeah.
Absolutely dumping rain.
I saw that a storm was going to be rolling through at like 1 a.m.
I think we got like an inch and some change.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Partly cloudy, 68 today, 73 tomorrow to wrap up the work week. So if you want to play hooky, I would highly recommend tomorrow to be that day.
It's going to be so nice here, and I'm traveling up to Minnesota this weekend, and it's going to be like in the 40s.
Oh.
So lame.
Yeah, bring your warm clothes.
I know. Oh,
dang.
Wear a hoodie underneath your softball jersey, that's for sure.
That's true. I'm going to get some fishing in while I'm up there, too. So I'm excited about that.
So something I found on the internet, and I didn't really research these other teams, but I did research us.
Yes.
Was the most obscure teams, a team each Big Ten school has ever played.
Obscure teams.
I mean, we've played some.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
In 1918, played the Omaha Balloon School.
Yeah.
Balloon School?
Yeah.
Back then, they used to play whoever. Like, I think.
What do you mean, Balloon School?
That's
what it was called.
What it was called, the Omaha Balloon School. Let
we
me
played
see.
Like the YMCA sometimes and like different things. Everybody's done this back in the day.
But like, what's a balloon school?
The it's balloon a school,
school
was
balloons.
Yeah, balloon training school. It was like you hot air balloons.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like flying cadets, basically.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Corral,
so like you would have been there instead of Doan for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You would have been a balloon school kid. Nick, you're going to Minnesota, you said, this weekend?
Yeah.
They played the Minneapolis Boat Club in 1895.
A boating club?
That tracks pretty well.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Illinois played the Chicago Dental School and beat the crap out of them, sure, back in 1897.
I want to say Nebraska's like all-time record against like the YMCA of Lincoln is like 1-2 or something. It's really silly. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's really silly how that is. It's so funny.
Michigan State played the Michigan School for the Deaf in 1907.
That doesn't seem fair. Well, although we had some pretty darn good.
Kenny Walker was one of the best players.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Defensive players that come from Nebraska, and he was deaf.
Yeah, and the Chiefs have had a few guys play on their team that couldn't hear, and they were amazing.
Maryland played the Chemical Warfare Service in 1918.
That's insane.
That doesn't seem right at all. That's scary.
That's absolutely crazy.
But yeah, so I saw this and I'm like, wow, this is ridiculous. The Omaha Balloon School. Can you imagine their mascot would be that clown from It, just holding the balloon?
Yeah,
or just one giant hot air balloon.
They'd get you for sure.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying that clown peeking around the corner of the balloon scare the crap out of you. They'd be on the side of the helmet, I bet.
Oh yeah, something
or
like that.
Or like the mascot that would come to the games.
Yeah. And you would never be able to go to a game.
Nope. I would unfortunately never go to another Husker game ever again if that was the case.
Yeah, I'd be done.
Yeah. So we're not done. We got lots for you today.
Here's what happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Including a situation with his girlfriend and landlord, Justin. We'll talk with him and sort things out with Denver Dumpum at 720. Give you a chance some more SIP Nebraska tickets with JP Mix's guest. A conversation about Mother's Day just being for the moms in the trenches. And the nitty-gritty on the way, brought to you by Nutrition Authority.
Tim McGraw takes promises very seriously. Why Zach Bryan hasn't been on socials much. And the celebrities who love country music.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out. Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty-gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. When Tim McGraw makes a make-a-wish promise, he does not mess around. Emily Kelly is a patient within the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and her dream was to meet him. Tim arranged it, but unfortunately, last minute, there were scheduling issues, so that caused a delay in the meetup. Tim wouldn't accept that the next opportunity was 3 whole months down the line.
Mm.
So, as Scooter Braun had described on Instagram, Tim said he was going to get in his own truck and drive the 2 to 3 hours to see Emily and spend the day with her. And that's exactly what he did.
That's so cool.
Yes, Tim McGraw is a pretty great guy. And he takes those promises very, very seriously. For a guy who's kind of a regular presence on social media, for the most part, Zach Bryan has been sort of MIA lately. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but I've noticed it just a little bit. Zach's taken breaks before, obviously, but fans were speculating as to why during his current tour, the usual social media flood of performances and backstage antics and stuff had dried up. So I remember getting the notification leaving the area. Let's see. I think it was Tuesday night.
Okay.
Zach explained on X, quote, "For the record, I don't delete socials because of people being rude. That's a given where I'm at. I delete them because I think sometimes people need breaks for exerting energy into these things. Wait, hold on. Sorry. From exerting energy into these things to put it into other things like albums and family time and all that boring stuff." So one good piece of info that you can kind of draw from that is that there's an ongoing new album, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah. Nice. And awesome. Also knowing that he's doing what he needs to do for himself to kind of safeguard all that chaos. Last week, we learned that The Rock was a big country music fan, so did a little digging here.
Okay.
Here's a couple celebrities that love listening to country music, and some even were kind of directly involved in weird ways.
Okay.
Reese Witherspoon, she was born in Louisiana, raised in Nashville, so it makes sense. She also executive produces a country music reality TV show called My Kind of Country alongside Casey Musgraves.
Oh, okay.
This one, just because he's a celebrity, he's thrown in here because of his celeb status, but it makes a lot of sense. Taylor Sheridan.
Oh, from Yellowstone?
Yeah, he's the creator of Yellowstone and
everything else around with that.
Yeah, that kind of makes a lot of sense. Kendall Jenner, of the like Kardashian fame.
Interesting.
She's a huge Chris Stapleton fan and loves Casey Musgraves too, even though there was like fake beef between them online. Just wasn't the case. But okay. Kendall loves Casey and Chris.
Nice.
Matthew McConaughey, before Dazed and Confused, he was actually in Trisha Yearwood's Walk Away Joe video.
I remember that. Very young Matthew McConaughey. Uh-huh. Kind of fun. Mm.
Stephen King. Stephen used to have a column for Entertainment Weekly where he routinely praised country music artists.
Interesting. Really?
Stephen King. Wouldn't have guessed that. And this one kind of, this one is a little par for the course. Lastly, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Chris used
to
listen to Eric Church to get pumped for his role in Jurassic Park or Jurassic World.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah. That's an Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L with Kix 96.9. Waiting on some
good news. And what's your good thing today, Corey L?
My good thing is a huge, huge shout out and I guess kudos to my best friend and her fiance.
Yeah.
Been waiting to say it, been waiting so that the stuff could be out there. But yes, this happened Friday at the tavern on the square, which is in the Haymarket, because that was their like first date spot and stuff. So yes, Liz is engaged to Justin, and Justin and I had been kind of working behind the scenes to make it happen, and had my friend Millie on hand to do some, well, quote unquote, branding photos to get her down there looking good. And then she disappeared with the camera to kind of throw Liz off, because I think Liz would have been like, wait, what the heck is happening? But Millie did that. She met with us, took these pictures, quote unquote, and then left. But really, she was just hiding in the background at the tavern. And I went up and got drinks for Liz and I. And then I said, BRB. And then instead of me coming out with drinks, it was Justin. Like, hey, sorry I didn't get you drinks, but I got you this ring instead.
Nice. I like it.
But yeah, so I'm so thrilled. I'm over the moon. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. When your best friend gets engaged, it's like, you're part of the engagement now.
Oh, for sure.
Your best friend's engaged, you're engaged.
Yeah.
So that's how that goes. Yes, so that's my good thing.
Nick, your good thing.
My good thing is, just real quick, my two nieces, their birthday's this weekend, and I'm not going to be on the radio tomorrow to be able to shout them out, so I'll make sure I do it today. Two of my favorite people on the planet, and so you know, I believe one of them is turning 4, and the other one's turning
three.
Oh, so, little.
Cute little ladies, and they are awesome.
My good thing is a guy by the the nickname Beach Santa. His real name is Howard Hogue, and he spent the last 6 years helping clean up the environment in his area in South Carolina. He recently celebrated collecting his 1,000,000th piece of trash.
Wow.
He was honored with a plaque and a small celebration for his contributions, having participated in over 2,000 litter sweeps across the greater Charleston area. His dedication not only contributes to cleaner beaches, but also inspires others to act towards preserving the environment for future generations. And yes, he does look a lot like Santa Claus with that white beard.
I was wondering.
But he goes around and just cleans up all the trash he can. Just that's what he does with his free time. And he got 1,000,000 pieces of it picked up now, which is a very, very cool thing. Anytime you have a chance to kind of clean up a little bit, do so. Help our environment.
That's all.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
How'd you feel about making a change?
We fear change.
Some technological changes you might want to be aware of.
Okay.
Because believe it or not, emojis have only been commonly used for about 10 years now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It feels like forever.
It does, doesn't it? So if you're in your mid-30s or older, there was probably a time when you refused to use them, and well, that didn't last long, because now everybody uses emojis.
Dude, when I was in college, I actually said out loud one time, why would I ever text someone? I'd rather call them. Texting is so stupid.
And texting is
I'll never do it.
Almost more primary nowadays.
Really?
Than phone calls. Yeah.
Oh, I was always immediately just text. I was like, text me, don't call me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that at all. So keep an open mind about this, but apparently the next phenomenon may be audible emojis on phone calls.
What?
Where, like, it'll... What do you mean?
So word has it Google has started rolling out audio emoji to Google Phone app users, and apparently there's clapping, laughing, partying, crying, the drum, and, of course, the poop emoji.
Oh, I thought it was going to be, like...
Audible emojis.
So I thought it was...
Does the poop...
So, like, clapping happens when you...
Okay, so what does the poop emoji do?
So, clapping plays a brief applause sound effect that you both hear. The crying emoji plays that womp, womp trombone sound.
Okay.
The drum gives the classic... Bump,
oh, nice. I'll use that a lot.
And yes, the poop emoji plays a fart noise.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
For the record, too, and this is kind of weird now that I'm saying it out loud... When I did the sound I thought the poop emoji would be, I was like, all right, picture a world where Coriel had Taco Bell. That's the noise I'm about to make. And then I made that noise.
It just would sound, so outrageous and unrealistic that they'd go, what was that?
Oh, no.
What even was that?
Okay, that's, gosh darn it.
Yeah. Ew, those are gross.
Could you imagine, though, if, like...
It's gross.
Can you imagine, like, with great power comes great responsibility? Like, you know people are going to abuse that.
Oh, yeah. Like, what are you doing right now?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
But that does give you a little cover fire, though. Like, if you answer the phone while you actually are going number two.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, are you using the bat? No, that was just the emoji. I don't know what you're talking about.
That will only be used to terrorize people and also try to get out of work.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. So, like, video calls, that would be kind of fun to do that with, but, like, anything else.
So, they basically are just adding along
little sound effects.
Yeah, implementing, like, a soundboard onto the phone call.
Pretty much. That's what it is.
I can't wait till people can hack that and put crazy stuff on it.
Oh, speaking of hacking, it's World Passport Day, Password Day, by the way.
Okay.
Apparently we're supposed to update our passwords and make sure they're secure on this day. So.
Oh, don't worry. Like, every single thing
company.
We have to get into in this building asks for a new password every 3 months anyways.
Yeah.
I understand that's like a security measure, but it's so ridiculous. There has got to be
the only person they're keeping out of logging in is us.
Right.
Literally.
Like, exactly. I don't remember what my darn passwords are.
Yeah, we don't have the launch codes. We don't have anything else in here that's that secure that you really need to do.
Promise me there is no smoking gun here that you're like, wow.
We don't know who shot JFK. None of that is in our files, but yeah, we have to change.
Well, you don't know who shot JFK.
Come on.
The most common used passwords last year in the U.S. were 123456.
Okay.
The word password.
Okay.
Admin.
Okay.
And unknown.
Unknown, that is kind of funny.
None of those are secure, though. I mean, those are, according to a company called Hive Systems, they basically said, yeah, no, how long it would take to like hack your password, depending on how long and complex it is. It says basic passwords that are just numbers can be cracked instantly now. So if you have just numbers,
I wonder how that is true.
They say even a 9-digit number would only take 6 minutes.
Really?
So you need to have a mixture of 18, make it 18 characters, and they'll have to keep it all for like 19 quintillion years. It's 18 characters, multiple, like uppercase, lowercase, a exclamation point,
yeah,
a number.
Yeah, but all things where it asks you to create a password already has that criteria set up there that makes you meet that.
Do you meet that criteria, JP?
Yes, I changed.
What's your password?
Yeah, what's your password?
I legit, with the different seasons, changed my password.
That's a clue.
That's all I'll give you.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, so happy World Password Day, so make sure to change your password.
Maybe double check that your passwords aren't super easy to hack, and I don't know, add at least one more number to it.
A number or like another, like I don't know, an asterisk or something to it to make it just a little bit different.
Have you ever been so frustrated with changing your password that you finally just change your password into like an insult or an expletive, as if like someone on the other side of your screen is able to read it?
Oh yeah, no, there's a couple in this building. Yeah.
And
this
computer
and that computer to get into various things, I have like expletives for sure.
Yeah, one of my passwords for something radio related is one of the worst insults in the world.
Oh wow!
I was so upset.
That'll be a good one to try to figure out.
No.
Everybody's going to be thinking
don't
about what that,
that
is.
Don't do that. Don't try to figure it out. I don't want you into my business.
I'm just like very curious of what that insult is.
Just know that it's just really
super bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good.
Check this out. Here's what's trending online now. Here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln. 3.
Dan Schneider is suing the producers of Quiet on Set for defamation, claiming they portrayed him as a child sexual abuser at Nickelodeon, damaging his reputation. Lawsuit documents obtained by TMZ suggest that the docuseries falsely implies Schneider sexually abused child actors, which he calls, quote, a hit job.
Mm.
Schneider created Nickelodeon hits like The Amanda Show, Drake and Josh, and iCarly. Dan previously acknowledged being a, quote, bad leader, but now apparently feels that the documentary goes too far.
Okay. Well, with the bill that could lead to the ban of TikTok now signed into law, potential competitors are already making a move for its audience. Instagram announced this week that a tweak to the algorithm would amplify small creators. Live stream platform Twitch has also announced the launch of its discovery feed to let viewers scroll through live streams and clips or short form video content captured for streams. The platforms say all live streams and clips will automatically be eligible for recommendation as long as they meet the content guidelines. They're not alone. LinkedIn is also jumping in on the bandwagon.
Wow, what?
Saying they're beta testing a scroll short form video recommendation feed. Anything to beat TikTok and DiffTippit.
DiffTippit.
Gotta keep that going.
Do it for the plot.
Do it for the plot. Yeah.
What that stands for, but we like to say DiffTip.
It's going
to
be the phrase of the year.
LinkedIn is so LinkedIn's so confusing to me.
Why is that?
There's just so much text.
Oh yeah.
So
it's a lot of reading.
My eyes just glaze over. I can't. I mean, I know that that's what X is, but they've implemented the media option. So there is still quite a bit of video, even audio and pictures and stuff to kind of break things up.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't.
You're just not a reader like that. You'd rather have stuff to break it up.
Too much text information all in one little small space. I don't know. There's just so many things to, I don't know.
There you go. You might be get into LinkedIn now that they're going to go to the short
video
form.
Party on LinkedIn.
Let's go.
Yeah. Meet me on LinkedIn.
Here comes his 107th pitch. Swing and a miss. Jackson Brockett, write your name in the record books. Nebraska's first individual no-hitter since 1954.
Yeah, that was a big deal last night. First Nebraska pitcher to throw an individual ninth-inning no-hitter in 60 years last night.
Wow.
He struck out 12 batters to beat K-State 8-0. The junior from Omaha was nearly perfect, allowing only two walks in the shutout.
That's crazy.
My sister-in-law graduated from K-State, and I guarantee that my brother-in-law, Jess's brother, and her were at that game.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I guarantee he'll never let her forget that K-State came up here just to get no hit.
What's so
forever
crazy?
Going to be out there.
What's so crazy is my boyfriend's a huge baseball fan in general.
Yeah.
But he's been really getting into going to the games a little more lately, and I can't wait to tell him that our coworker offered up free tickets for the game last
and
night,
and I
passed on them. Oh God! Oh no! I'm in so much trouble.
Oh,
you're so
God.
Excited to tell him. That, too. I love it.
You're not in trouble at all. You're loving
every
minute of this.
I do feel bad, but this.
That's funny.
Poor
well,
guy.
Congrats goes out to Jackson. That's just the coolest dang thing in the world to do a no hitter.
Oh, and the guy's name's Jackson.
I know. Jackson. Different Jackson. He's talking
so
about
awesome.
the
Oh, yeah. I know, yeah, but this is just awesome.
This is perfect.
There's so many things
God.
That make this better and better as we go forward.
Oh, no. Do one of you have an extra couch I can sleep
you?
On for a
we
couple
do,
days?
We actually have a guest room if you'd like.
Oh,
could
no.
you record video of you telling him? And post it. Like, set up your camera somewhere.
Okay, ask your next. You're on.
I would love to see his face.
We'll have to do
okay.
that.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. There you go. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today. Avoiding a breakup and even an eviction.
Oh.
In today's Datum or Dump'em.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Datum or Dump'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good. What's
Hello.
Going on? What's going on with you?
I feel like Sarah's going to break up with me, and I need your help.
Okay.
You see the writing on the wall?
What
I
did
do.
You do?
To make a long story short, we met a couple years ago, dated. Eventually, I moved in with her.
Okay, so you guys are living together
All right.
now. All right. What makes you think she wants to break up with you?
Okay, so we were hanging out at this bar the other night, right? And, like, it wasn't just us. It was, like, it was us with our friends and everything. And my buddy Connor asked, like, when we're going to get married.
Okay.
And I said, soon. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if we're there yet.
You said soon, but you don't know?
Well, it's not like we've been planning anything. It's not like we've been talking about it. You know, we live together and everything's good. Sarah went kind of quiet after that.
Ooh.
I tried talking to her about it in the ride home, and she said she was fine. You know, no big deal. And all of a sudden, she texted me. She needed to go home to her parents' farm, and she didn't know when she would be back. So
this is sometime after you guys had gone out to the bar. This is like another day.
Right. Okay. So now she's at the farm. Parents have a farm outside the city. And I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, I'm worried she's going to break up with me. And if she does, I'm living in a house that her parents own. We rent from them. Like, I'm pretty screwed, man, if she breaks up with me and decides to kick me out.
Yeah. I mean, I see how that would be a strange living situation for you at the moment.
Would you guys talk to her for me?
Well, of course.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
of course. Would.
So just to be clear, when you talk to this person, like your friend at the bar or whatever, and they asked about you guys
marriage.
Getting married or whatever, you said soon and then kind of backtracked a little bit to us. Did you just leave it at soon in person? And then maybe she heard that and is thinking, oh my gosh, wait, what? Like, this is kind of moving faster than I wanted. I mean...
Or she heard the, I don't know if we're there yet, and she's like, wait a second, what?
I mean, I don't even know. I just, I basically said, you know, I said, I didn't know if we were there yet, you know, like, and
okay.
I thought, that's how we feel, you know, because we haven't, like I said, we haven't really discussed it or,
sure.
I don't know.
Okay, so it doesn't really sound like the soon was even part of it then, so never mind. So then my money is on the fact that she
like JK.
Heard you saying, not quite sure, you know.
Well, and that's the progression of things. If you guys are in a relationship and you move in together, then potentially you're going to get married at some point in time. And if you're like, I don't know if we're there yet, that might have been a red flag for her.
Yeah, but you don't have to, just because you move in with each other doesn't mean you're there at that moment.
This is true. No, and it does take time. It takes time to get to that level.
It's always a tough deal, though. Like, if you've been dating someone for a while, and they're like, when are you guys getting married? You're like, hey.
Everybody asks that about Jackson and I all the time, and I'm like, we're not in a rush.
I don't know, like, how to answer that. You know, like, how would she have answered it? I don't know.
That's where you guys, need to have that conversation. Well, we'll be all glad to get her on the phone and see if we can have you guys have that conversation with us, maybe, and we can sort this out and get her back home.
All right. Sounds good.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
There's a lot of things that we could have people guess on why she's back at the farm. Is it about the wedding marriage thing question?
I just, for a brief moment, I was trying to figure out some type of old McDonald joke, and then it just, I got stopped. My hamster on my own wheel in my brain stopped. Nice. So,
all right, so what
I'm so sorry for that.
Whatever you want to speculate about why she's not home with him, what went down,
yeah,
feel free to
whatever
do that.
You think the reason is, you let us know on Facebook, KX969, X and Instagram, KZKX969. And as usual, gift form is
the best form. It's datum or dump 'em.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, we're going to get into the call with Sarah coming up just to get you a recap on what's going on. Justin thinks his girlfriend Sarah is going to break up with him. They've been together for quite a few years now. He moved in with her. Things have been going great, but then a friend of theirs at a party asked, hey, sir, when are you guys going to get married? And he said, soon. I don't know if we're there yet. And then she got quiet after that, wouldn't talk a whole lot on the ride home. She said she was fine. And then all of a sudden the next day he gets a text message saying, hey, I need to go home to my parents' farm, and I don't know when I'm going to be back. So he is concerned about where she's at, wanted us to call her up and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Sarah.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Sarah.
Sarah, hi, it's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick.
You sound so confused right off the jump.
Yeah, just kind of an odd number to call you, huh? It's the Kix Morning Show. Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hello, hi.
Buenos dias.
We're calling on behalf of, your boyfriend, Justin. Yep. He had reached out to us about a situation you guys are in, and he wanted us to see about facilitating a conversation with you and see if we can help in any way.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I joke a lot on this show, but no, this is real.
The is stupid enough to call you guys? What?
Okay, so
he's... So why Sarah, do you say that?
Sarah, will you just talk to me?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Will you just talk to me, Sarah? Look, I mean, was it the marriage conversation with Connor? Like, that? I shouldn't have said anything without talking to you. I'm sorry about that. I don't understand.
I mean, that pissed me off, but that nowhere near as bad as what you did with my friend Jennifer.
Oh.
Who is Jennifer? What is going on? Spill it all. Spill the tea.
Who's Jennifer?
You may not know her, but she sure as hell knows you.
Wait, why?
Yeah, I don't.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know Jennifer. I don't.
Sick of
she works at Floral.
Okay.
You ordered flowers from there, Justin, for someone named Amber.
Justin, do you know who this Amber might be?
I can explain.
Okay, well, then do that.
What the card said, Justin.
What?
What is going on?
Do you know this Floral lady then? Do you know her? Like the Floral lady? Are you guys like homies or something?
Is Jennifer your friend at Floral? Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah, she's a friend. But let me just tell you this, Justin. I will be home Monday. You have until then to get your and get out. If you up anything in there, I will kick your ass.
Okay.
Oh, this is not going well.
Justin, Sarah hung up.
I'm surprised you're not doing the deny till you die thing. I feel like that's like a lot of.
Hey man, dudes. She caught me in the act, man. Wait, man.
You're just taking it lying down.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I'm glad you are.
You legit bozo? Got a hold of a Floral place and sent flowers to a girl that's not your live-in girlfriend.
It was just, I mean, it wasn't like expensive flowers or anything, but
God.
I mean.
It's
not like I spent a lot of money on
it. The one location that I go to, it just happens to have a friend.
Now you just made your situation way worse because now you've got to find a new place to live.
I hope you guys can figure this out on your own on the side.
Yeah,
I don't know necessarily that I'm saying you and Sarah will be right as rain and fine, but she may give you extra time to get out at least.
Nah, she needs. Yeah, she's. I can hear it.
Well, yeah. I mean, sorry, this did not work out in the way that you thought it was. But then again, you sort of made your bed and now you're lying in it. So we wish you the best, and maybe you might be able to work something out with Sarah, living arrangement wise. I don't know.
Otherwise, that's good luck finding a new place to live. Yeah.
Feeling gracious.
Right,
you
well,
done
thanks.
Got
thanks
caught.
For, thanks for trying.
I'd say good luck, but yeah.
Have fun buying flowers for Amber.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show,
bye.
Justin. The amount of popcorn eating emojis I just got. John Stewart eating popcorn, Michael Jackson eating popcorn.
Nice.
I like the John Stewart one.
That's a good one.
Just because I kind of have a crush on John Stewart.
Well, there you go. Don't tell your boyfriend. You might get evicted.
No, he knows.
Well, we're here for it, whatever it may be, with Datum or Dump Him. You can reach out Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. Your life spills out onto the radio. We're just here
and we try to clean up the mess, although sometimes you just kind of rub it into the carpet.
Instead. Right. Yeah. And unfortunately for Justin, that mess will not get cleaned up by us. He's going to have to do that on his own with Datum or Dump Him every Tuesday and Thursday. This weekend's a big weekend. Of course, the Kentucky Derby's this weekend. Cinco de Mayo is also this weekend. You got to celebrate that with some margaritas and some tasty food. Maybe watch Three Amigos.
I went to Tixitina's last night for a little while for a friend's thing.
Nice.
And I was like, gosh, maybe I should come back here Sunday.
And I've already started preparing for May the 4th Be With You by beginning the movie series, watching
it's
them
Saturday.
All in a row. But also, a week from this weekend is Mother's Day.
And it is.
You can't forget mom. We've got actually a chance for you to help get your mom like $2,000 on our website at
KicksandJets.com. Yeah, KicksandJets.com/carwash.
Yeah, so you can do that there. But it was something was brought up by a fairly popular TikToker by the name of Miranda Cornelius.
Okay.
And she had this to say about Mother's Day as we all get ready for it.
We need to discuss Mother's Day. Husbands, mother-in-laws, grandparents, we love you. Mother's Day is for the moms in the trenches. Mother's Day is for the moms of the young kids. If she doesn't want to go spend the day at her in-laws, she doesn't have to. If she doesn't want to cook a meal, she doesn't have to. By all means, send your mothers flowers, give them gifts, wish them a happy Mother's Day. They don't get left out, but they have had their time. Mother's Day is for the moms that are in the trenches.
So the moms in the trenches.
Nope, I disagree. That's a trap.
You think it's a trap, huh?
Yes, 100%.
Fair for you to feel that way, Oscar.
Yeah, I'm not. No way. I'm not falling for that.
I don't know that I agree with that either, but I see where she's coming from in the way that maybe the mothers with small children, maybe they need more of like a break side of Mother's Day gifts, like a spa day or getting people out of the house or
take them to brunch
maybe
or
it's
lunch
a little more like a TLC type of vibe but
right.
I don't know that
like
I don't know
go
that.
Chasing waterfalls kind of thing.
I don't know that
different TLC.
Oh,
good try though.
Tickets to a TLC concert.
I didn't know.
I don't know that
I can't get down
with
this.
With
I think
either.
This is a silly deal and my mother would Nicholas I could just hear it. No way.
But it is an interesting conversation, too, though, from the perspective, like taking, well, obviously, this is kind of funny to say this, but like if you took the kids out of the situation, which is like, that's the whole reason they are a mother, is right. Because they had children. But if you kind of put that at the wayside and you just think about the mother, the person as an individual, at what point does she stop, like, celebrating Mother's Day for her mother because she has plans now with her because she's a mother herself.
Right.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
that's got to be kind of hard to do that.
Yeah. The so like
or juggle that.
So Father's Day, I'm incredibly selfish on Father's Day. I call my dad. My dad's like, I'm like, what are you doing, Dad? He's like, I'm fishing. I'm like, yep, I'm golfing in the morning and then taking my kids fishing. So we don't see each other. We just talk on the phone. But like Jess goes to, makes it a point to take flowers to all the other moms and go. So I don't know. I think it, for some reason, I think Mother's Day is like, guys are just selfish.
And well, like, I think the moms can be selfish about it too.
No, I think they can. Yeah. I'm just saying they're better than me.
They're better.
Like Jesse's just better than I am. Like that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, one
that
of the person
be where those small kids come into play then, because you might, it might be the whole like one mom doesn't celebrate Mother's Day with her own mom as much anymore because she does have small children. So I guess in that way, it might make Mother's Day a little more amplified when you do have active little humans.
Right.
You're in charge of parenting around the house, you know?
Yeah.
There were some, quite a few people that were against that whole comment thing, but then there was others like, yes, thank you. I dread Mother's Day every year because we basically spend the day honoring my mother-in-law. Another one said, last year my mother-in-law wanted to go to a water park with her kids and grandkids and then schedule all the dads to go golfing while we wives watched over the kids at the water park.
Oh, yeah, like a communal
that sounds
thing.
That's terrible.
That, you're right. Exactly. That sounds like a bad idea. But I understand where she's coming from with the moms in the trenches. I think deserve more. Maybe they deserve a choice of what they do on that day versus being.
See, my mom would tell you that she has three sons and two of them are absolute pains in the ass. And even at her now in her mid-60s, she still deserves every bit of pampering that she can get. And she would say that. My youngest brother's the only, or my youngest brother who's the doctor's the only one she likes.
But also notice like that she said pampering, kind of implying that it's like a she's away from everybody else.
Right. Yeah, I told
not
you.
Not involved with anyone else.
Listen,
type of
I love my children. You guys know I love being a dad. On Father's Day, I golf. Like
you
that's
want
what
some
it is.
Time to yourself.
That's
yes.
what it typically seems to be anymore. I think people finally. Been a little more realistic with what it's Mother's Day's like in like a modern age, because I remember even last year, the year before that, when we've mentioned anything about Mother's Day and stuff, there were always articles about how mothers ask for specifically time away from their family.
A breather.
To like reset.
To do something
themselves,
else.
To like be themselves as a person. For one day instead of just mom.
I'm just curious what our listeners think of this.
And I'm not a mother, so this is all just from the things that I've witnessed from my mother friends or family, you know what I'm saying? So I am interested to see is that still the vibe that for Mother's Day, it's like you'd actually really your ultimate gift is to just not be with
Your kids
and husband and stuff for a day, so you can be by yourself or
be able to sleep in, kind of do your own thing, go enjoy something that you enjoy doing yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. So we're going to put it up on Facebook and see what people think about it and just kind of go from there and see what you guys think about Mother's Day. Like, do you agree with this? What are your thoughts on it?
Okay, so gotcha.
Will you put on there that Husker Nick says it's a trap and does not agree with any of this?
Should Mother's Day be primarily celebrated by just mothers who have small children?
Mothers in the trenches.
If my mom sees this, she's going to call me and be so mad at me. You're setting me up for disaster.
Yeah, Nick was not involved in this.
Yeah, Husker Nick had nothing to do with this.
Husker Nick has nothing to do with
this. Dear Nick's mom. Husker Nick's mom.
So we'll put it up
and
have you guys.
Husker Nick has nothing to do with this.
Let us know. Moms, what do you think? You can let us know on Facebook, KX969. We'll bring it back tomorrow. All right, there we go. Let's play JP Max's Guess.
Let's rock and roll. Let's do this thing. SIP Nebraska's coming up May 10th. Well, we have tickets for the May 10th day of
SIP
Nebraska.
Yeah, for the May 10th part of it, but it's going to be a great time.
It's a blast. If you've never been, SIP Nebraska, a great way to go enjoy some good weather, local wines, craft beers, spirits. There's stuff to snack on.
All good stuff.
Like a fun day to me.
It's great.
Great time. And getting a chance to go there is April. Good morning, April.
Good morning.
And she's competing against Haley. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
Okay, and April's with Coriel, and Haley is paired up with Nick today.
Let's
to
do
play,
this.
JP makes us guess. And so today, because I saw this survey done a little bit ago, and since Nick is going on a trip to Minnesota, I'm probably going to stay at a hotel, right, Nick?
I will be, yes.
Okay. Nice.
There are just a few things when you're on vacation that you expect. So the top 10 must-haves at the perfect hotel for wherever you're vacationing.
Okay.
So think about the things at the hotel Again, the number one answer is worth a point and a half.
The, like, amenities is what you're talking
things,
about, right?
Things okay. you must have if you're at a hotel on vacation.
And so wait, to pack along with you or the hotel offers?
When you're on vacation, you go to the hotel, these are the things either in and around, yes, the hotel.
So are we talking on the east or west side of the Mississippi River?
Well, I had to make sure. It sounded talking like it was every like hotel. Almost, it was
is
one
it,
thing.
Is it American hotels or international Stop. Hotels?
It, those are it different. Looks like it's both.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
No, okay. It's American hotels, guys. Just think about a hotel.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm just, hey, man, I just want to make sure that I ask all my questions before I go once, and then Coriel asks 20 questions.
Yeah,
it's right. The criteria you check off when choosing a hotel because of the things they offer, right?
Yes.
Is it names of hotels?
Confusing.
I can't give you any more information. It's the top 10 must-haves you have at the hotel on a vacation.
Okay.
Is it and hotel names?
Coriel does not get to go first. Nick gets to go first.
Yeah.
Because of this ridiculous conversation.
That's what I'm talking about. JP, good job.
Haley and Nick, you guys get to go first.
All right. All
the
right.
top 10 must-haves at a hotel on vacation.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking like a pool. What do you think?
I think, I would say like a pool, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pool slash hot tub is number 8 on this list.
Hot tub time machine.
Oh, wow.
It's only at number 8. So we go
okay,
to
April. What do you think?
I'm going to say breakfast. Like free breakfast.
Yeah,
continental breakfast. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
A restaurant in the building,
ooh.
AKA breakfast.
Breakfast.
Lunch difference, whatever.
What number is that one?
That came in at number 5, actually, on this list. So back to Nick and Haley.
Am I simplistic for just saying a really comfy bed?
Yeah, that could be good.
I mean, I want you to win, so if you don't like it, go somewhere else with this thing, man.
Yeah, maybe like a comfy bed or like a king.
Don't give her any... Don't give her any hints. Don't let Coriel cheat.
No, please give me hints.
Going with bed. If you're going with bed, let's stick with it. Don't give any hints to Coriel.
I think she was saying king size bed.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Good. I just know Coriel, this is how she wins.
Yes. She.
Oh, sure.
She's like a little rat. She just keeps picking and picking and picking. Yes, a bed. A king size bed specifically comes in at number 2.
Nice. You nailed it. Let's go.
Number 2 on the list. Back to April and Coriel. The top 10 must-haves at a hotel on vacation. Okay. Nobody's gotten the number 1 answer yet.
I have an idea, but what do you have one, April?
I was kind of thinking hotel bar. What were you thinking?
Oh, hey. Yeah.
I
mean, yes.
I mean,
hotel bar. That works.
All right.
You go with that bar? Yeah. The bar comes in at number 9.
Nice.
Oof.
So now it's
okay.
It's
hey,
April
wins a win.
And Coriel with 3.
All right, what would be the number 1 thing that must come with a hotel we're missing that should be super obvious?
I know.
I'm trying to think here.
I have an idea.
Yeah. Okay, but we just need to get one, I think.
You need to get one. Well, it's...
What about... Okay, I have an idea.
Yes.
What about, like, the location? Or is that too obvious?
See, that might be right, though. A good location. Like, it's located in a good place. I think that might be number 1. I
need you to be more specific with that answer.
Oh, so we're barking up the right tree here.
Okay. Mm.
See, this is why we needed to find out if this was international or if this was United States.
maybe near like, fun things like in the heart of downtown or something.
Yeah, that's
like that.
I like it. That's what I'm thinking too.
Okay.
yes.
Attractions nearby
that's
came
exactly
in at number
right.
4.
Boom.
So Haley and Nick have 3. April and Coriel need this one to
Here's
stay in the game.
Where Coriel misses one.
Okay. I have some idea. April, do you have ideas?
What are you thinking?
I was thinking like Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I mean, going with obvious, but...
You want to go with Wi-Fi?
This is up to you, April. Do you have any other ideas?
Yeah. We'll go with Wi-Fi.
See, Wi-Fi, it's up there.
I'm so annoyed that's number 1, I bet.
And Wi-Fi.
No! Oh, my God.
Yes!
That is so obnoxious.
Yes!
Yes. This is why I love you, for
real. April.
Oh, my God.
What?
So here's the top 10 must-haves at a hotel on a vacation.
I'm shocked.
A spa came in at 10, the bar at 9, a pool slash hot tub at 8, online check-in and check-out at 7.
Oh, okay.
A fitness center, like, yeah, you're going to really use it.
Oh, that's a good
at
one. 6.
I do. That's what I was thinking.
Some people do. A restaurant in the building at number 5, attractions nearby at 4, a smart TV at 3.
I thought about TV quality, too.
A king-size bed at number 2, but Wi-Fi was the number 1 fast
Wi-Fi.
That's
absolutely hilarious.
Right? Isn't that ridiculous?
Isn't that crazy? And it's also so like dystopian sort of to be like, let's go on vacation, but make sure I'm completely plugged in the whole time.
Yeah, I got
to
make sure I got good connection for my Wi-Fi.
Got to make sure I have Wi-Fi so I can not enjoy
God.
My vacation.
April and Coriel, you guys pulled out that win.
April, my gosh, that's crazy.
You're going to SIP Nebraska. Thanks for playing, April. And Haley,
congratulations.
Haley, yay, thanks for playing. Keep trying, all right?
You.
We appreciate you. Sing in line, April. Hold on real quick. We'll get more details from you.
That's so funny.
That's insane.
Yeah, got to have that Wi-Fi. That's JP Mix's guest for today.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
How ridiculous is that?
That's crazy.
That was fun.
But yeah, there you go.
Well done, Coriel.
Thank
we'll
you.
Have a chance to win more SIP Nebraska tickets coming up tomorrow without a contest. It's Kicks. Time once again to get a visit from our friends at the Capital Humane Society today. In for Matt is Nadia. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. How are things at the mission at the Humane Society?
Busy. We're getting busy. Lots of animals are coming in.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Any big events coming up that you guys didn't know about?
We do have the Tales and Trails Pet Festival in May.
Right.
So
yes.
May 18th, we have, like I said, the Pet Festival. Lots of fun, vendors and shopping for yourself and your dog. We have live music, a raffle, a walk, lots of games as well. So that's May 18th at Glacial Till from 11 to 2:30.
Get it on your calendar.
So the shopping for yourself or your pet, things like that, does that include like bandanas by chance?
We have everything. Bandanas. We had a dog bakery 1 year. So bandanas, t-shirts, mugs, whatever you want, we have. So.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Our guest today has a really cool bandana. That's why I was wondering. Maybe
that's why you brought it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could get like matching bandanas or something with
wouldn't that be fun?
With your friends.
For
and
you
stuff.
And this friend to have matching bandanas?
Yes. So our guest today, let's get to know our guest.
I mean, matching tracksuits would be good too.
Tracksuits and chains would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Okay. So is our guest most likely to vacation somewhere warm, somewhere cold, or it does not matter? It just needs to be in the middle of nowhere where there's no one else around.
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I think it really wouldn't matter where she vacations. As long as she's with you, she'll go wherever.
We could go anywhere. Okay. We could be in the middle of nowhere. It could be just you and I.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to plan on anything. I'll just come along.
And she would love to accessorize with things from the pet festival, too.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, is our guest most likely to be a bona fide chef, a decent cook, or an utter disaster in the kitchen?
I think she'll be a chef. Yep. Yes. She seems very, she's very polite, very particular about things. She kind of knows what she wants. So I think she would just be a bona fide chef.
Okay.
She'd be very knowledgeable. I feel like she would whip up like a 5-course meal, no problem at all, and just be so humble about it.
Or just a peach cobbler pie.
It's
or
a vibe I get. Sure,
peach cobbler, peach ice cream, maybe.
Peach, great flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as our guest most likely to prefer, another food-related question.
All the food.
Breakfast, lunch, or supper?
Breakfast. Yes, I think she'll want to get up and get going for the day, and like any responsible, you know, adult.
Yes,
eating your breakfast.
Rice, shine, eggs, and bakey. Let's roll.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe some fruit. Maybe some peaches in the morning.
Yeah. Well, our guest today, it's a dog.
Yeah.
It's a dog.
As you might have guessed with all the peach conversation, the dog's name is Peaches.
Peaches.
Yes. So I brought Peaches today. She's a 2-year-old female pit, approximately 50 pounds. So she's 2 years old. She's not going to grow anymore. She is a gray color. She has some white on her chest, couple white hairs on her nose, and she has a white heart on her tail, which is,
so cute.
The cutest thing.
Adorable. Yeah. She has the prettiest eyes.
She does.
She does.
I think
she
just
really
pit bulls
does.
In general. Pit bulls and Aussies have, and Huskies, I guess, Sorry, the list is going to keep going.
She has 72 different dogs.
Yeah. But their eyes are so pretty.
Yes, and she is so sweet when she looks at you with those eyes, too. I mean, she kind of melts your heart, and she does smile. She has a big smile.
Yeah.
So when she's giving you kisses, she'll show that off as well. But she does great with other dogs. She's been play groups, and she, you know, respects their boundaries and is a great player.
She's so polite and cute.
She's very polite. And now, she's kind of just hanging out. You know, she's not causing
a ruckus.
She's
super chill.
Yeah, she's just looking around. And I made that bandana comment earlier because she has like a sweet treat bandana on.
Yeah, she super cute bandana. We're accessorizing so with cute. A pink collar, but the sweet treats definitely match her sweet personality.
Because you are sweet just like the lollipops, DJ. I need to stop. I know.
Yeah, you're gushing.
She also, if anyone follows Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports, he adopted that Miss Peaches.
Yes, that's right.
From an Atlanta area, I think it was like a no-kill shelter or something like that. Mm-hmm. But this is Peaches, not Miss Peaches, but just Peaches. And she looks similar. So
she
just
does kind of have a similar
paint an image
look.
In
yeah.
your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little bit darker of a stone kind of gray than Miss Peaches is. But this is the OG Peaches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can have your own Peaches today.
Yeah, you can have your own Peaches.
And if you're concerned, like pits get a bad name a lot of the times, unfortunately. But they are some of the best dogs and the friendliest dogs. And she is a sweetheart.
She is. She loves to cuddle. And like I said, she does great with other dogs, too.
Yeah,
and I
that's
think she
the big
really
thing.
Would do great with kids as well. We always recommend that they meet just to make sure everyone's getting along. But she has been with so many different dogs at the shelter. She plays so well. She's been great with them. And she really doesn't know a stranger. She can be a little shy and quiet at first, but when she warms up, man, she's not going to leave your side.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so Peaches will be where? At what time can we see Peaches?
Yes, Peaches will be at the Pylock Pet Adoption Center around 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
So you can come see Peaches, or if you're interested in a pit or a different pit, we have lots of them. We have lots of great pits. So you can walk around and see who we have and meet their personalities, because we really do have some of the sweetest pits.
You really do.
Yeah.
Some tremendous puppies out there. And again, we'll get some photos and whatnot on the Kix Morning Show
Facebook
page.
The Morning Show Facebook page, KX Mornings, if you want to check out Peaches.
Nadia, thanks so much for coming in with
thanks
Peaches.
Thanks for having us.
Our one big thing is the voting is still open for Red, White, and You. As
Red, White, and... Oh. You know what just happened in my brain?
What'd you do?
Mixing this conversation with Soulja Boy. With Red, White, and You! That just
you.
Played in my head.
Nice.
And now I'm thinking we're going to have to experiment with that.
Okay, we can play with that.
It would be a little misleading because it has nothing to do with Soulja Boy.
But it's just the You.
Yeah, it just sounds cool. It actually has everything to do with the national anthem.
It does. We're searching for three local stars to help open up Country Drive Music Fest. They want to do a national anthem every single day out there.
Yes, one local talent per day. The Country Drive Music Festival began last year, so this is the second annual, and it's growing exponentially. It was already so amazing how it was. So it's even bigger, even better. There's camping, too.
Yeah,
so,
get your campsites.
Oh, my goodness. It's awesome. But yeah, so there were five finalists picked from the submissions that we took for this competition, I guess you could call it. So it's been dwindled down to five local talent. You vote, and the top three voted will be your performers for this summer's festival.
Excellent.
The finalists are Nicole Amy, Gloria Otto, Brett Monnier, not quite sure how to say that, I'm sorry, Hannah Stanley, and Eddie Brown.
And Brent's got this fancy Western shirt on, too, by the way.
Brent. Yes, yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
See, you butchered his last name, I butchered his first name.
You know what happens.
It's great.
So how about this? We have Nicole, Gloria, Brent, Hannah, and Eddie.
There you go.
Yep, so out of those five, you can go vote. Vote for one contestant once per day.
And the nice part is when you're voting, you can actually watch a video of them singing.
Yeah.
To kind of
got a little something to go off of there. So you have another week and a half. The voting ends on May 12th. So we encourage you to go get those votes in. Again, it's the top three voted performances.
Yeah.
Those folks will be the ones who get to participate in Country Drive Music Festival. There we go.
I've actually seen them campaigning as well on socials.
Same.
Like, come vote for me. Check out what I can do.
Also, funny story about Brent.
Yes.
I met Brent at, I'm not sure that it's called Steve-O's anymore. It might be called the Highlander, but the bar in the Highlands.
Okay.
I met Brent there over a decade ago.
Oh, wow. That's
and
fun.
I think he remembers that maybe, but I had just got into radio. We were talking about like local artists and stuff. So I recognize that name. And Hannah Stanley. Hannah is a junior at Freeman High School.
Yes,
you mentioned that. She's a high school student. Mm-hmm. Yep. Eddie's a realtor. He's got a band.
I've known Eddie for a long time. He's a very good singer. And yes, he's in there. Yep.
I don't know Gloria personally at all, but I've recognized the name. I know she's like said things on our socials and stuff before. And
Nicole's a great singer too.
Yeah, the video for Nicole's is her performing at CHI Health Center. So there's some great talent here.
Some serious pros for you to vote on to be a part of Red, White, and You. And again, the voting ends May 12th. So you have 10 days left to get your votes in. Campaign for your favorites if you'd like to. And then we'll all be out at Country Drive Music Fest June 20th through the 22nd. Get your tickets to campsites for that at KZKX.com. It's all right there for you on our website. So go do that and then come back tomorrow. We'll be back with a Free Fun Friday. Nick is out. Our buddy Spencer is in. We'll get a redneck movie review. We'll play Out of Context Contest. We'll get the results of your conversation about mothers in the trenches getting love on Mother's Day. You can be a part of that conversation on Facebook, and we'll all be back tomorrow.
Country mornings are the best.
Justin, you'll see.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick are number one for a reason.
On Kix 96.9.